Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Peter Thiel's investment into Tagomi, and we'll talk about Hong Kong's judgment on cryptocurrencies. So let's jump right into this first news story. We are talking about Peter Thiel's Founders Fund looks to bring big investors to cryptocurrencies. So Peter Thiel, as you know, we've mentioned him a couple of times in this show. He is a big name investor from Silicon Valley. He has very early invested into Facebook and has also, I think, either co-founder or invested into a company like Palantir, and has made some big bets with different technology companies and was really, really successful with his investments. He was actually, I think, a co-founder of PayPal. So he co-founded PayPal back in the day. And his opinion on cryptocurrency is quite interesting. He is long Bitcoin, and there is also a rumor going around that they made big investment, meaning hundreds of millions of US dollars worth of Bitcoin. So they are really big on Bitcoin. However, in this news story, we're talking about Tagomi, which is a startup that the Founders Fund has invested around 15.5 million US dollars in. And the co-founder of Tagomi is actually Greg Tusar, a former Goldman Sachs executive who ran the firm's electronic trading division. And Tagomi's goal is actually to aims to serve as a broker dealer for family offices, wealthy individuals, and other institutional investors. And this is really interesting. We've talked a bunch of times about institutional investors coming into crypto and how exactly that will look. And this is exactly how it will work. Institutional investors will either use over-the-counter, so OTC supplies, or will use as technology provided by companies like Tagomi. Whether Tagomi will be the big winner here is unclear. Nonetheless, institutional investors won't come through Coinbase or GDAX or Binance. They will go directly to the big volume OTC counters. And the thing is, a lot of people have actually speculated that institutional investors will enter the market in a big way and that it will have a huge influx. But as you know, and we've talked about this as well here in this show, over-the-counter buying and selling actually doesn't have a lot of effect on the price, because you're setting and agreeing on a certain price and you're buying it for that amount, and it is not reflected in the exchanges that you and I are using. So this is a huge deal. Tagomi has reportedly raised 15.5 million and is unknown how much of that backing comes from Founders Fund. And what they're developing or using is kind of trading tools, or building trading tools that automatically route large orders through a dozen exchanges as well as over-the-counter trading platforms called dark pools. Now, this is exactly what currently is missing. As institutional investors or family offices and all of these things, there is no good exchange or good tools where you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies directly. And this is exactly what Tagomi is trying to kind of build or create. Exactly how they will do it or how the tools will look, we will see. It is still a bit unclear, and it is also unclear how much Founders Fund has invested into them. But it is very clear that Founders Fund and Peter Thiel are very bullish on cryptocurrencies in general, or at least especially for Bitcoin. But I mean, you have to see, these are kind of venture capitalists always hedge their investments by investing into a bunch of different companies. So if Founders Fund is investing into Bitcoin and also into Tagomi and also into, let's say, a dApp startup or a dApp platform or anything like this, then they're kind of hedging their different investments, and you have to understand. And as a small investor, you have to do a similar strategy, obviously with much less capital. But you can do this by thinking about, okay, if Peter Thiel believes in Bitcoin, should you really invest into an altcoin? Should you really invest into different altcoins that may or may not succeed in this market? And these are exactly the things. I mean, a lot of people are kind of making parallel investments to Warren Buffett in order to imitate his investment style. And you could do something very similar as Peter Thiel. Of course, you won't be able to invest into companies like Tagomi, but you will be able to invest into cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Now, next up, we have this interesting story from Hong Kong. It says that Bitcoin has no visible impact on financial crime, Hong Kong government. Oftentimes, skeptics in the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency area tout Bitcoin as kind of this cryptocurrency or currency used by criminals to finance illegal trade and all of these things, drug dealing, weapon dealing, all of these things. And Hong Kong, the government from the Hong Kong government has actually created or given out a report that says that the consumer interest in Bitcoin has not correlated with a visible impact on the risk of financial crimes, which is quite interesting. Officials made this claim in the government's annual money laundering and terrorist financing risk assessment report, which said that Bitcoin and other virtual commodities, VCs, currently present a medium low risk to the government's ability to prevent and prosecute financial crimes. Now, this is very specific to financial crimes. Still, we have kind of discussed in the previous episodes that Bitcoin is actually not used a lot in illegal or dark web trading. Currently, it's actually, I think in Eastern Europe, it's a Litecoin. Then we have something like Monero. So these are kind of the coins that are used more often. Could also be kind of because of pricing. But it basically means that Hong Kong is actually not seeing any risk in terms of allowing cryptocurrencies. Now, as you know, Hong Kong is kind of their own entity, so it's kind of independent from China when it comes to certain decisions. But nonetheless, this is a good development for cryptocurrencies in general, and hopefully this will also show other governments. I mean, they can launch reports like this and they will see that financial crimes should not increase because of Bitcoin usage. Now, that being said, I still believe that cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin actually will cause some uproar regarding financial crimes. There will be the next huge Ponzi scheme, the next Bernie Madoff, or the next BitConnect will happen with cryptocurrencies. I am absolutely sure about that. So you have to be careful, do your own research, follow our analysis, be it the quick analysis in the free Telegram chat or on BlueAlpineResearch.com, where we go in depth and actually analyze different cryptocurrencies for you and your research. And yeah, with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and join the Telegram channel. I will see you on the next one tomorrow. Bye.